Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
31 states, perhaps 24% of Americans have already voted. In some states, it's well over 50% of the number of people who voted in 2004. Listen to this and tell me what you think it means.
I was ready to walk away, and my older sister said, don't even think about it. You're going to stay here, and we're going to vote today.
I pretty much decided to early vote on a whim. I was walking on campus, and they stopped me and told me, did you know you could early vote today?
Extreme crowdedness, 1.5 to 2 hour wait.
I'd never really experienced people talking to me at the polls before or asking me questions or inquiring about how I was voting on, not just about the president, but other issues.
My county is a pretty Republican county. We will vote Republican, but it was really neat when I went to vote, the 12 or so people that were voting, it really was people from all walks of life, and it was a pretty good cross-section.
Those voices of early voters make a great point. Forget polls. We already have millions of Americans who have gone to the polls and give us an indication of what it's going to be like tomorrow. They're all participated in America's Exit Poll right here on The Takeaway.
Yeah, and I like hearing a Republican say the word neat.
Joining us now is Michael McDonald, Associate Professor of Government and Politics at George Mason University, to tell us what early voting means. And he's also a part of something called the United States Election Project. Dr. McDonald, thanks for being with us.
Oh, great to be with you.
First of all, where are you this morning?
I am at an undisclosed location next to Dick Cheney's cave where we run the exit polls.
Interesting. All right, what does early voting mean in terms of what to expect tomorrow?
Well, we've already had somewhere around 28 million people that we can document have already voted in this election. And the polls indicate that, and some of the information that we're getting from the states where we have demographic or partisan registration information about these voters is that they look to be overwhelmingly breaking towards Barack Obama. And that's a departure from previous elections. Usually Republicans do very well among early voters. ABC Washington Post poll in 2004 had Bush winning by about 60% to 40% in early voters. And this year they find an exact reversal of that, where Obama is winning 60% to 40%. We've seen very high volume of early voting in some states. We've already broken records in Georgia. We've already tripled the number of early voters from 2004. So we are seeing a tremendous amount of voting already taking place in some states that have more permissive early voting laws. And so as that vote piles up in some of these key battleground states, and it looks to be breaking favorably for Obama, if all those things are correct, then it's going to be very difficult for McCain to come from behind in some of these states in the last days of the election here.
Michael McDonald, let me just make a knee-jerk conclusion and deconstruct it for me. Okay, fine. So the Democrats are all voting early. The Republicans will vote on the day of. So it'll all balance out.
That's very possible. That's very possible that we're going to see, again, this reversal of a trend that we've seen over the last 20 years of early voting, which is that we may see the Republicans vote in higher numbers on Election Day versus the Democrats voting early. And there are some indications that there are indeed people who would have voted on Election Day anyway are the sorts of people who are energized to get out there now and vote for Obama. However, we also have some indications there are some people out there who are not high propensity voters who are showing up at the polls. We've got new registrants. We've got some young people, and I think most notably, and this will be a trend to really watch on election night, is African Americans. If you look across the country, where we do have these statistics, you're seeing African Americans turn out at elevated levels beyond anything that we've seen in recent American politics.
So, correct, Dr. McDonald, because there were like 600,000 African Americans who were registered to vote in 2004 who didn't go to vote. And now they're even like there's the estimation that they're twice those numbers who are now registered to vote.
Yeah, well,
new voters.
Yeah, I don't have the registration statistics right at my fingertips, but we're seeing as a share of the early vote, African Americans in some of these southern states that have to track this sort of information for the Voting Rights Act. In some of these southern jurisdictions, we're seeing African Americans outpace their share of the 2004 entire electorate by about 8 percentage points in some of these southern states. And that's just remarkable. And then you look at some of the urban counties that are out there where we don't have the race statistics, but we know that these are high African American population counties. Again, you're seeing this real uptick in early voting in these urban counties. And again, so you look across the country, you look at places like Franklin County and Cuyahoga County, two of the Democratic strongholds in Ohio, where the numbers look to be at over 20% now, perhaps, of the voters in those counties have already voted.
Wow.
And this actually could make a big difference on Election Day. I mean, not only does now the Obama campaign not have to go out and try and recruit these people to go vote on Tuesday, but also they're going to be shorter lines because they've processed more people already, and that could help because we traditionally in the last few elections had problems with long lines in some of these urban areas. We may not have that problem as much in states where we do have early voting in place.
Michael McDonald, a dumb question and a curious question, if you could answer them quickly, please. What do you think this bodes for the overall turnout for this election compared with other elections in the last century? And what do they do with early votes? Are they tabulated immediately, or are they counted on Election Day with all the rest of the votes?
Yeah, let me first answer the second question, which is by law, we have to count all these votes on Election Day.
Right.
And so you go back to 1845, we set a single day to hold elections in the United States, and the Supreme Court has ruled specifically on whether early voting is constitutional or abides by federal law. They said that and I love this word, it's such a great word, they say the election has to be consummated on Election Day. So even though people are voting now and they're casting those votes will not actually be opened up and looked at until Election Day. Now, the second part of the question, or the first part of the question, was about where this is placed in historical context. And
quickly,
we look at this. This election, we're going to beat the 60% turnout among those eligible in 2004, excuse me. And so you have to go back to the next highest turnout. I think that we may beat the 1960 turnout of 63.8%. And if so, we go all the way back to 1908 to find the next highest turnout level, and that was 65.7%. So
100
we
years.
May really see 100 years.
100 years
politics.
Is a nice round number. Dr. Michael McDonald, Associate Professor of Government and Politics at George Mason University, and he runs the Election Project. Thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome.